I'm out taking a walk this morning with my son. It's just him and me. And it has reminded me of passages that I recently read from 1 Samuel. Us younger guys at church are starting to have our own little devotion to try to analyze 1 and 2 Samuel and just review these godly men and their life story. And through about the first four chapters, we see that the people of Israel enter this time of disparity and turmoil. And when I look at the root causes, I think it ultimately is because of poor leadership, and particularly poor leadership as fathers. I think the Lord laid this on my heart, since it's just me and my son walking now, and I wanted to talk about it because I think it's extremely important. We see in 1 Samuel, the high priest Eli and his sons Hophni and Phinehas. We see that Hophni and Phinehas were not men of God, that they were causing the people of God to sin. They were sleeping with the women who served outside the temple, and they were causing the people to hate giving sacrifices unto the Lord because they were taking more of the sacrifice for themselves than they were supposed to. And they were really just reflecting poorly on the temple, on the priests, on the priesthood, and on God the Father himself. And God calls out Eli for this and says that he despised the Lord. And this ultimately is because there was poor discipline on behalf of Eli. I'm sure he disagreed with what his sons were doing, and that it broke his heart, but there was real no true discipline from his end. And because of that, Hophni and Phinehas's disobedience and their sinful activity just continued to progress, and I believe ultimately led to the events where the Philistines take the Ark of God, take the Ark of the Covenant, and leads to death and turmoil for the city, or for the people of Israel. It ultimately leads to Hophni and Phinehas' death. It leads to Eli's death. It leads to Phinehas' wife's death. And of course, the biggest turmoil being the taking of the Ark of the Covenant, where they lose the presence of God, so to speak, because of the poor leadership. You know, as the high priest, they were, you know, to conduct sacrifices unto the Lord and to sort of be that mediator. And Eli, as a father, failed to discipline his sons properly. He failed to lead them properly. He failed to lead the people of Israel properly. And it didn't just have consequences for himself. It didn't just have consequences for his sons. It ended up having consequences for more than just himself and his sons, for his daughter-in-law, and for the entire nation of Israel. And I think this is a very important lesson that we have to learn, especially as fathers, because whether we're leaders in the church or not, if we are fathers, then we're leaders of the home. We're called to be spiritual leaders. We're called to discipline. We're called to be examples. And I think Eli's neglect to discipline his sons properly, his despising of the Lord in that area, really shows us the kind of destruction that can have. It ended up really destroying his sons' lives. And like I said, ultimately putting the nation in turmoil with the losing of the Ark of the Covenant. I think it's all related as God's judgment on them and the people of Israel. And so I think this is a warning that we need to heed, not only as spiritual leaders in the church, but also as fathers. We have to discipline our children. We have to raise them in the admonition of the Lord, because the consequences can be so much greater than we can imagine. I'm sure, you know, Eli didn't think that it was going to lead to his death, their death, his daughter-in-law's death, and the losing of the Ark of the Covenant. And ultimately losing that battle to the Philistines. They lost a lot of lives. I don't think he, you know, consider that being a consequence. And it's just such an important lesson that we have to learn, that God holds leaders to a very high standard, and he holds parents, particularly fathers, to a very high standard. You know, as God the Father is our perfect example, and I think we have to try and daily grow closer to him so that we can father more like him. And as husbands, we're called to love our wives as Christ loves the church, which is an incredibly tall order. Just thinking about that statement alone, you know, how can I love my wife the way Christ loved the church? Not only did he give himself for the church, ultimately gave his life for the church, but just the love and the patience that he has with us. And it goes so much deeper than that. But that's a tall order, and it's something that we cannot do on our own. We can't be godly examples to our children on our own. We have to rely on the Holy Spirit, his grace, his mercy. We have to allow him to transform us, and we have to discipline. In this day and age, I think a lot of these issues that we're seeing in society is stemming from poor leadership in the home, because that's ultimately where it all starts. You can't be a good worker in the job force if you're not disciplined in the home. That's where it has to start. And, you know, I think us fathers, especially godly fathers, we have to take this calling seriously. You know, children are such a blessing, and they truly are a gift from the Lord. And we need to take that role seriously, that we are raising the future generation of Christians. We are raising the next generation to fight the battle against sin and temptation in the flesh. And we have to raise them right in order to try and avoid some of these consequences. I think we really need to learn from Eli's example of just a poor leadership in that regard, and take God's calling out seriously, because he does call him out. And we just see the absolute destruction that happens in God's judgment on Israel. And ultimately, because of God's grace and mercy, the ark gets brought back, the people repent. He uses Samuel to that. That was it in Mizpah, was Samuel's prayer, and people ultimately repented. The Ark of the Covenant was brought back because of some issues the Lord was causing in the Philistines' camps there. So ultimately, because of God's grace and because of leaders like Samuel, there was repentance and there was restoration. Now, ultimately down the line, I believe we see that Samuel sort of falls into a similar pattern of poor fatherhood, poor discipline. And this, I think, is a good example that it can be generational. And, you know, I think it can be encouraging to those who may have had poor leadership in their fathers. And now we have children and we have the opportunity to stop that generational hurt and to raise up godly men, godly women, to further the ministry of Christ, to further the kingdom. So I just wanted to encourage you with that. And even as this is a little bit more directed toward manly leaders, fathers, it's also very applicable to women, because women are leaders as well. Women are leaders in the home in just a different way. And it's just so important to remember that we are raising up the future generation of Christians. And we have to take that calling seriously, because God takes leadership very, very seriously. He takes fatherhood and discipline very, very seriously. So I just want to encourage us with that. Ponder about it. Think about it. Think about ways that we can be better examples to our children. Better ways that we can show them our dedication to the Lord. And, you know, I think they need to see us praying, and they need to see us reading the Bible, and of course teaching them and disciplining them, and just being the ultimate example that they need so that they can go on and raise godly children themselves.